Bud Light Band, along with musicians from the Plymouth North and South High Schools, provided quite the show to thank veterans at Memorial Hall. Veterans Agent Roxanne Whitbeck wanted to keep this year's focus on the true price of freedom, which is why Lance Corporal Nick Afrasio was their guest of honor.
And Nick is a true testament to that. He's given so much. And we all, of course, we have the veterans that were killed in action. God bless them because they've made the ultimate sacrifice. But somebody who gets banged up really bad, we have to make sure we take care of them as well.
He was seriously wounded and was left with brain damage after a grenade attack in Afghanistan in 2010. He signed up to serve after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. His mother, Suzanne Gunthener, says recently he completed the Boston Marathon with Kevin Holland, a member of the Air Force Rescue who helped evacuate him.
We all got to meet the crew, the pilot, the gunner, the pararescue men. So it's been a very remarkable year.
Plymouth VFW Commander Dennis Russell served in Vietnam and volunteered after the loss of a coworker. He was asked about the importance of Veterans Day.
It's an expression of appreciation of some of the values that maybe people don't really realize that they have and take for granted. Freedom, just basic rights. And when you look at what's happening in Afghanistan, the way women are treated, you have to really stop for a moment and say, wait a minute, America is a great country. We're not perfect, but we're a great country because we have people who are willing to die to preserve these rights and these freedoms.
All the veterans in attendance were presented with a plaque thanking them for their service. In Plymouth, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.